On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez, joining me now in studio from The Walking Dead, actor Juan Pareja. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Mario. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming by. Where are you from, Juan?
I'm originally from Houston, Texas, brother.
Houston, Texas.
Yes,
my
sir.
Sister lives out there. It's a great town. So are you into this series or what?
I have to confess, things have been so crazy. I've been picking up on the vibe and all the buzz and the excitement, but I haven't been able to really sit down and enjoy the series. It's been insane.
Wow, that is crazy.
It's been insane. My family and friends from Houston are going nuts. My friends out here in LA are going nuts. It's pretty wild stuff, man. It's really exciting.
It's going down as the greatest ever, man. So that's good. And speaking of great, this is a big season for you. Your character, Morales, is back for the first time since season one.
Yeah, pretty wild stuff, right?
Did you think you had any chance of returning, or what were your thoughts?
You know what? For the longest time, it's become a little running joke in some circles, but it was always a hope, you know, for sure, over the years.
Yeah.
As the years progressed, I stopped kind of holding my breath and thinking that was going to be a possibility, but every year there's always rumors and always speculation, so I guess the dream was kept alive, and I was really surprised when I got the call in the spring.
So what can you tell us about your character this season? How far in advance do they give you a heads up of its arc and what's going to happen?
I don't want to tell you too much, but I got the call in the spring a couple of months before they started shooting, I believe. And even at that point, it was a very non-committal, just putting out some feelers to see what my schedule was like, to see if I was going to be available for production. And
which is a big tease.
You're right.
Exactly.
And if I'd be interested, and boy, howdy, was I interested. And I might have displayed a little too much enthusiasm and eagerness from the get-go. But at that point, then we left it up in the air and says, well, maybe we'll give you a call in a couple of months.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, I'll keep an eye out for it, for any emails or communication. And in the meantime, man, I hit the gym hard, and I was like, man, if they do bring me back, I'm going to
be ready.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
How would you describe more of a hero or as a villain?
That's a really good question, and I think we'll see a little bit more of that. I think now in the world of The Walking Dead, it's very hard to make that distinction, because the heroes are doing a lot of villainous things, and sometimes we see our villains help each other out and show their humanity, really, and show that they aren't just villains through and through. So,
yeah.
We'll find out a little bit more as things progress, where Morales finds on the moral spectrum of things.
Right.
Now the walkers are actually the good guys.
In some circles, I think that might be the case.
That's the next spinoff. So you've got some great scenes with Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah.
And he's pretty intense on the show. What's it like working with him?
It was remarkable. It was really nice. A couple of people have asked me. It was very similar dynamic to when we were working together in the first season. And he's just has a very calming presence, a very generous, kind energy that is palpable. And that he just offered me as soon as I walked back in and we saw each other in the makeup trailer.
Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
You mentioned you were training and you looked like you lost a bunch of weight.
Lost about 40 pounds.
Look
in the last.
Look at that. Good for you.
Yeah. Eric the trainer. He says hello. He says says you guys know each other. And
Eric the trainer.
Yeah, man.
What's Eric's last name?
I think it's the trainer.
Yeah. The
trainer. I don't know.
He's
exactly.
Like, share. What name? I think I know what you're talking about. That's good. Good for you. So you like this new lifestyle? You feel better?
It's amazing. It's really life changing, and I would say almost as significant as just the return to The Walking Dead in my world and in my life. And it's been remarkable. I mean, I've always been an overweight guy, kind of a hefty dude.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome now to see something else entirely staring back at me in the mirror, you know?
Gives you a whole new energy.
Absolutely.
Huh?
And
for you.
Opens up possibilities, I think, just for the work.
Yeah,
and then lets me kind of embrace life. I'm a new papa.
Yes, congratulations. I was going to ask
you. So
a nine-month-old little girl or boy?
Little boy, Gabriel Alexander.
Gabriel Alexander, first?
First.
Nice. It's the best, huh?
Oh my God. It's amazing.
Yeah. And 9 months is great because that's when you can start being a little rougher with them.
Yeah. That's good to know. I've been playing it nice and cool and safe. It's good to know.
It's time
to wrestle, huh?
You feel like you don't want to break them. For 9 months, they start getting a lot, and it just gets better and better.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So what Is this something that you were working on, were planning, or just sort of just happened? And as far as having a baby, is this, you guys been trying
No. We had, we didn't have to, once, as soon as we started trying in earnest, it didn't take long for it to happen.
It's a Latino when you're right there.
That's right. I'm not kidding. You know what's up. And it's been amazing. I have been purposeful about waiting a little bit later to start my family and kind of get married. Because as an actor, it's a struggle for quite a bit, and one's willing to make those sacrifices for yourself, but it's kind of harder to ask that of others.
Yeah.
But it felt like it was the right time, and the ironic thing is for the longest time I put that off, and then as soon as we found out we were pregnant, I haven't been busier in my life professionally, and ever since then, it's just been a constant. I think the expression is baby brings the bread, and Latino cultures, and even I think in the American culture as well, as a known expression. And it's definitely been the case in my world. The little guy has brought his fair share of blessings.
Good for you, man.
Indeed, indeed. That's feeling awesome. Very grateful and happy right now.
Yeah. And your parents are from Colombia, right?
Yeah. They're both from Medellin, Colombia, and made the,
so your first generation.
First generation here, born in Houston, Texas, and
How'd you end up in Houston? They
got in New York. They arrived in New York, and two of my brothers were born there, and then they made their way to the Carolinas. My dad was in the military for a little bit, and then many years later, they made their way down to Houston. My dad got into real estate, and they're very actively involved in the church, and kind of grew up in that very religious household environment in Houston, son of a preacher kid.
Okay.
You know, son of a preacher man. A little bit of that dynamic. And that's how I got to Houston.
And that's how you settled in Houston, right? What part of Houston?
Spring Branch, northwest side, just inside the Beltway.
Okay, just inside. Okay. Yeah, it's so big. Houston's
it
so
is,
spread out.
It
yeah,
is.
My sister lives in Bel Air.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Were they okay in, with all the floods?
They were, fortunately. Okay. But my gosh, how about your family?
Yeah, my folks really lucked out and they stayed dry. I had a few cousins that had about 2 or 3 feet of water in their homes, but everybody was safe. And
that's
so that's ultimately what's most important.
Yeah, that was unbelievable when it went down there.
Amazing stuff. Yeah. Mind-blowingly stressful.
And is this true, man? Are you a big salsa dancer?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I love it.
So did you train or something you just got into?
So that's the thing. I grew up dancing in house parties, watching my folks dance and just dancing and just Colombian house parties. All the time, year round. There's definitely some pros out there that are much more advanced than me, but I definitely have the soul and the rhythm and a good basic vocabulary of moves and spins.
That's all you need.
It fills me with a great amount of joy. Other than acting, I think the another thing that brings me the most joy is definitely being on the dance floor and jamming out to some salsa tunes.
What's up with Dancing with the Stars if they came calling?
Heck yeah. I'd pick up that phone call. Jules actually just opened up a dance studio from, I think, a season or two ago, and he works out, I think, over at with Eric the Trainer as well. We got a good group
Eric
over
the
there.
Trainer.
We got a good group over there.
I like Eric the Trainer.
We just had a little grand opening for a dance studio that he opened up with Golden Han in Studio City or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. LA's home now, though.
Yeah, for now. It's hard because most of my family is in Houston and it's very difficult. As a Latino, the family connection and the extended family is really important to our identity, right? Mm-hmm. And it's tough to be away from mom and dad and las tías and los primos and all that jazz. So I kind of have this fantasy and I dream that I might make enough of a register enough on the radar where I might be able to kind of make Texas my home base and hey guys, if you need me for your project, you know where I live, you know where I'm at.
Right.
That's the dream. We'll see. We'll see if we can make it happen.
Yeah.
Cause it is important and it really does bum me out to be so far away from family.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, man. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Oh crap.
What would your theme song be?
Right now, Welcome Back from Welcome Back, Carter.
Last movie you saw in theaters.
Oh, it's been so bad. Oh God.
I know. Cause there's so many good ones that come out and you can, they end up so quick.
Oh man, I'm drawing a real bad blank. The last movie that I saw that was really excited, that was not in theaters and I was really late to the game, was Wonder Woman. And no, that's super late to the game.
I saw that, late as well. Not in a theater, in a hotel, as a matter of fact.
Blew me away.
Yeah, it was cool.
Blew me away. Thought it was fantastic.
TV guilty pleasure.
Oh, Walking Dead.
That's not guilty, though.
That's new guilty. That's pretty high quality.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay. You know, honestly, these days with the little guy, I don't have as much time for the guilty pleasures. Honestly, it's just been a little wild, and things have kind of definitely been mixed up a little bit since he showed up, as far as extra time that I have to spend on things like that.
Yeah, a lot of Nick Jr. in your future. Right?
I'm sure.
Nickname growing up.
Gordo. Well, Juancho.
You're a Juancho too?
Juancho, yeah.
Yeah. I have a Juancho and a Gordo.
Yeah.
That's funny. Juancho, right on. Celebrity crush growing up.
Growing up. Sofia Vergara has been there for many, many years. I don't know when she showed up on the show for a while now, right?
Yeah, she's been fine for a while.
That qualifies. Yeah.
Go-to weapon in a zombie apocalypse.
Well, I think a trademark weapon for Morales is the bat. But personally, it's definitely I would go with a little high-powered rifle or, you know, semi-automatic or something like that.
Yeah, right.
You know, a little more firepower behind me than a wooden bat.
Well, congrats, man, on everything. Appreciate you coming in. And meanwhile, The Walking Dead airs Sundays on AMC, and you can follow him on Twitter @JuanGPareja. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Go.
On with Mario Lopez.